We are on Daf, Nuntesim at Beis. The Gemara had explained that what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds, that an Ishe could make a koinam and ask a maise yodeo al bailo, because koinam is kedushas hagufninu, and it's mafki midei shibut. Then the Gemara is takash v'nigdushu mehashto. So why doesn't the Baal lose the schus b'maisi yodeo now? So the Gemara answered, Amur rabbono l'shibuta the Baal, they gave him a din lekeach. We had mentioned that the Ran in the Dorim says that the whole din lekeach is only legabi maisi yodeo of tachtov, when she's married him. But the maisi yodeo of after gerishin, then with ukma dino, that it's tak only meshubid in kenomas mafkimi de shibud. So that is why legabi the maisi de lache gerishin her kenom is chal. Kenom is kamrit. So Tosfos says meim tayma. So it comes out Amir de Kazakh that when a person makes a koinam, midine is mafkiya de shibut. Vim taima im kain kol odom, yafkiya kol mamoine mi balchoivoy al yedei koinam. So we have a very good etzim to chase away balechoivis. He'll put a koinam on all his nechosim. And koinam is mafkiyim midei shibud. V'yeshloima the lav davke shibud the baal omu rabbonon. Not only the shibud of the baal. Alochinami dalmu l'shibud the baal choif. That means any shibud which is existent. So even though meiker hadin the nitva could be mafkiya the shibud with a koinam, but Chazal gave the teveya an alimus ki ilu, it's more than a shibud, it's like he has a kinyan. So chinami dalmu ali shibud de balchoy, ki de muchach bereish amadir, the porich there the gemares v'kiven de mishubid lo. Since he is Meshubitar, Heichi Motzi Madalo, Vilema, what's the kasha? The Mafkishi Buddha Yedei Koinam, Lavadi, the Munami, the Shibuddha, the Ishet, Slav Davke, Shibuddha, the Baal, Gabi, all Shibuddhim, that would a Baal is Meshubitan Ishet, that would a Baal Chayv is Meshubitan Malve, even though Meiker Hadin, the shibud should be nifka, but there's almua rabbono. Ve'im taima. So Taisa says, well, if that's the case, they have a problem. Be'perik almone be'yevomis, gabi itzle de persuo amisne. There, the Gemara says that, they were talking about nichsei tzayim balzel. She brought in nechosim. And when her husband dies, or when he gives her a get, she has a shibud to mon back those same nechosim if they're be'en. He says, b'shaitoi kozman, they're married, the nechosim belong to him. And she has a shibud to be goyve these nechosim if they're be'en, mishum shvach beis avio, she can father these nechosim alone. The Gemara relates, itztele, when she got married, one of the nichsei tzayim balzel was a itztele, a beget, and she wanted that after her husband died, so she had a shibud on this itztele to be goyve the itztele. And the Yisaimim went, the Persua Amisne. They thought this Itzdala would be very choshev tachichim for their father. So they spread out this Itzdala on the mace. And, now, tachichim are also bando. So the Gemara says over there that, the Gemara brings down the memra of Rove, of Kainomis mafkim ide shibut, hegdish chomets vishicha mafkim ide shibut, sataki yere shibut. But now, since it became also bahano, so the shibut is nifka, so now they owe you money for the itzel, but you can't be goyve the yetzim itzel. Now, so Taisa is a problem. Taisa just said now that Meiker Adin Kainomis Mafkim Ide Shibud, but we said all Bali Chayvis, there's an Amur Rabbonon. In order that they should not be able to be Mafkia the Shibud, they gave the Bala Shibud the Bailas Kiluts Knuyaloi. Is a maikover, a maikomarove, can you miss ne homu rabbonon, le shibuda de isha? Vyesh loima. So Taisvis answers the davke bekainomes al muho, shaloi yavkiya choivai. That means this whole alimus is when the nitva wants to make a spitzel and to be mafkiya the shibud from the teveya. So make a koinom. So the koinom only affects the teveya. I'm making a koinom, this is also to you. So it's a levedik evel. That means it's mutabano, never can ever know from it, but the malvai took care of. So that, the Chazal said, that will be a step ahead of you. That omul rabbonon lishibuda de baal, Rishibuddha de Balchayv, you are not a bailim to make a koinem ta'asa and the malve, ta'asa and the bal. But, avalahi de perik almono de nesa lechol ha'ilam, this is not a personal hafko, now became tachichim. This is also for everyone, it became also bano, period. Like a lemeichesh lohi, so here, this doesn't fall, the whole alimus was that they'll continue living normally and they'll just get rid of the teveya. That Chazal wanted the yasa. But if lemeisa there was chalan iso, that's also lechol ha'ilam, they're also affected. I mean, it's not pshat is that we're just getting rid of the malve. It became tachichim, it's also, but not for everyone. So then it's takim avkiyim idei shibud davke koinomis. So what did Taisvah say now? So Taisvah just was machadish that in the halacha of amur lishibude was only said by a personal hafko, like koinomis. But if you have a hafko kloli, so then there's no din of amuli shibut. For hoda omar ba'achayvul, da'avdi meluk en yoitzin b'shein v'ayin, loy le'ish v'loy le'isha. Talmur rabbonon lishibude debal. Afogav de'shicha domi lehegdish. Now let us explain Taisvah's kasha. There are two bereises. There's one bereise that says, Avdi meluk yaitzin b'shein v'ayin le'isho v'loy le'ish. The other bereise says, Avdi meluk yaitzin b'shein v'ayin loy le'ish v'loy le'isho. So now let us explain these two bereises. The first bereise said, Avdi meluk yaitzin b'shein va'ayin le'isha v'loy le'ish. So that means as follows. She possessed an eved, Knani. Now, she's married, so he is a schus achilas peiris. He could work with the eved. It's her eved. She is a kinyan haguf in the eved. And he is a kinyan peiris. Now, one Baraisa says, Avdi Meluk Yoitzim Leisha. That means if she went and, she took out a tooth or an eye or one of the Rashi Evorim from the Eveknani, so since she is the Kinyan Aguf, we hold Kinyan Peiris Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf, so she is the Bailim. So Yoitze Bishain Vayin Leisha, because the Eved Knani belongs to her, she has a Kinyan Aguf in him. V'loy Leish, he doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf, it's not his Eved, he only has a Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Peiris Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf. So memele, so that is why it's yoitzin leisha avoloi leish. There's another baraisa that says lo yoitzin loi leish voloi leisha. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Rove from this baraisa. Rove, what did you do with this baraisa? You said that hegdish chometz v'shichos mafkiin midei shibud. So why is it ein yoitzin leisha? Apicheshem, it should be yoitzin leisha. So the Gemara says, so Rava answered, that baraisos almu rabbonon lishibud debar. That means that you're right, meikar adin, it should be yoitzin leisha, but this baraisa holds almu rabbonon lishibud debar. Fine. This is Rava. Now, we had the same Rove in Perek Almone that Posur Itzala the Misne, they made the Nichsei Tzoyim Balzel, they took the Beged and they made a Tachrichem on the mace. And Rove, the same Rove said over there, Rove said over there that Konye Misne and Fafal. And Taisvus said Esther Kasha Ay Almu Rabbonon Lishibuda. So Taisvus says that was only said by a Koinam Proti. But if you have an Issa Kloli, then forget about it. Then it's Almu Rabbonon Lishibuda. So that's very good. Till you learn Babakame. But when we learn Babakame, we see there's a machloikis tanoim in the shaila. There's one tane that says, Avde meluk ein yoitzin loy leisha. And why loy leisha? So Rove, the same Rove says, Amur abona lishibud debal. So you see that shichu, which is equivalent to tachichem, that it's a havko kloli, you also say Amur Rabbonon Lishibudo. So that's Taisvis Kasha. For Hodom Abachoy will Davdi Meluken Yoitzin Bishain Ba'ayim Loi Leish Veloi Leisho Damur Rabbonon Lishibudo Debal Aval Gavdi Shircho Domi Lehegdish Svir lei le rove be pere kamone kemandiyom le isha voloi le isha. So Taisus answers, there's two baraises. You're right. There's one barais in Bobekame that says, almu rabona naflu baya avko kloli. That's true. It's a machlekes tanoim. Rove la halacha doesn't hold like that tanoim. So when they asked Rove a shaila, by persua itztala amisne, so Rove said, you know, That I hold like that baraisa that yoitze b'shem v'ayin leisha. You don't say almu rabbonon bayavko kloli. So that's how we paskin. Ein lechanami. According to yene baraisa that says that ein yoitze leisha. So according to yene baraisa, the itzle would not have become osa. That's true. But of a paskin like the other baraisa. So Memele, so Taisvis took care of all the problems. That means that there's zicher such a svore that a shibud havko kloli could be better than havko proti. This is a machloikis tanoim im sechtes bobekame. And Rav Laloche paskins that there is a difference between havko kloli and havko proti. There is a Tana that holds that is no difference. And you would say, Almua, and Emechanami, according to that Tana, the Rav's Psak would not be Eiskan, but Rav doesn't paskin like that. That is Pshat and Taisvis Teretz. Inami, now Taisvis wants to say that there is a difference between the shibud that a Baal has on Nichsei Maluk than what a Isha has on Nichsei Tzayim Baal so. Inami yoda yadife mi yoda kiven da ochel peiris pechayeh kedamrinem ba'koisiv. So from the Maram Shifa would seem that it's also a darabon and the kedin, that in Almua Gufe, that means the Gemara Baba Kama, we see this Almua afilu bayavko kloli. That is dafke by a stronger shibud of Nichsei Maluk, which Eichel Peres Bechayel. Mashain came by Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, which is a shvacher shibud, Michaim, she doesn't have anything, only lachemisim. So then there's no almua by a shibud kloli. By afko kloli. That is l'cheiro what Taisvis is saying. Let us see the Mishnah. Ve'elu melochai she'isha oise lebailo. These are the melochis a wife is mechuyiv to do for her husband. Teichenes, she grinds. Ve'oife, she bakes, umechabeses, and she washes, she launders, mevashela, she cooks, umeinika es bino, and she's mechuyev to nurse her child, matzas loy hamito, and she makes his bed, her husband's bed, ve'oise betzemel, and she works also, she has to make a certain amount of tzemel each week. These are the shibudim that a wife has. These are the melachos that a wife has to do for a husband. Hichnisa loy shivcha achas. What if when she got married she brought in a maid? Is memela, so then her obligations diminish. Loy teichenes, v'loy oife, v'loy mechabeses. So these three things she doesn't do. Shtayim, she brought in two maids. Ein mevashela, she doesn't cook. Ve'ein menike es beno. Shalosh, ein matzas loy hamite, ve'ein oise betzemel. Now, three maids already, so this whole Mishnah already, she doesn't have to do anything. We'll see. Not what the Mishnah mentioned. We'll see in Rashi, but she does have to do something. What does she have to do? If he sends her on the errand, bring me something from the next room, this she has to do. This is by Shalosh. She brought in three shifches. They're doing the hard work. But he has to bring me something from the next room, this she has to do. Arba, but if she brought in four shvaches, Yeshev is pekatadre. She doesn't do anything. He wants to bring from the next room, there's four shifches. I mean, introduce you, I'm not doing anything. Yeshev is pekatadre. Rabbi Elezer Aimer, afilich nisa loy meya shvaches, koife lasis betzema. Tzema she has to work. Shabbat tole mevia lidei zima. That means this is not a good matzav having nothing what to do. You have to work. Matolas may be a day zima. Abshimim ben Gamliel oimel. Av hamader es ishtoi milaseis meloche. He was mader es ishtoi, not to do meloche. How are you mader es ishtoi, not to do meloche? So it says in Chalkas Machoikek that he was toilet betashmish. That means, he said, koinam hanos tashmishech olai, if you'll do any meloche. I mean, this is a good way of strangling his wife. That means he tells her, I don't want you to do anything. And if you'll do one thing, so then, koinam hanos tashmishech olai, and that he could ask her, he could ask her on himself. Pakert, he's not being mafkiya his shibud, he says, you're also to me. So he's making a koinam on her. So if he does such a thing, so now it comes out, she can't remain with a normal married life, unless she won't do any melochet. Is yaitzi v'yitin ksube, so Rabbi, that's what you want, that she shouldn't do anything. You think this is good for her, but I have news for you. This is not good for her. This is a shrek. She'll go meshugim. Is yaitzi v'yitin ksube. You give her a get and give her a ksube. You are the one that brought this marriage to an end. Shabbatole mevi'ali de shimum. That means if she has nothing what to do, she goin, Rashi says. So memele yaitzi b'yitin ksuda. Let us see what Rashi says. Oife pas. Shtaim enim avashelas. B'gmore porich amaylo yiftere mikulu. B'chod shivcha shechnisa b'mkoyme. Why is it such a seder? She brought him on shivcha. Let that shivcha do all the work. Yeshevis bekatadre leititrach bishviloi leilich bishliches lovi leichetetz mibayis lalia. Shimum shigoin. Let us see Taisvis. Arba yeshevis bekatadre. Afal gav de bisholish nami eini oise mikol meloche shihuskiru bemishnulachere. By three shvach she's also not doing anything. What's the arba yeshevis bekatadre? Mikomakim oise molochis tanish bebayish lehuskiru bemishne. There are small things that she does. Vikenami olchi upolchi. The bigmore. That means someone should take care. If oichem come. So that lies on her shoulders. Aba bechich nisa leidalid. Einei oise klum. Zok the gemore. Teichenes salke daitoch. Teichenes means that she grinds herself. So the Gemara says, let's see, Rashi, hamayim begalgalin ha'oifen v'teichen. I mean, she doesn't make the etzem grinding. We live in the modern day and age. There's wheels and the water pushes. It goes through the force of water, through the energy of water. We grind. Teichenes, that what she alone grinds the kernels. So the Gemara says, Eimo matchenes. Matchenes, so what's the taish matchenes? Mechina tzorche tchina, neisnosei bafacheses, vekeiletes hakemach, the processes that lead up and are after the trina process. Vashteitzer, the etzem grinding that it's done through water energy. But al kaponim, the putting the kernels into the rechayim and the taking out the flour that she has to do. Viboyiseime b'rechaye diodo. Speaking about a rechayim shel yad, and that's taket techene, so she makes the etzem grinding process she makes. You boy same lom techene si atzma. The yodor rechaim shal yad. Zog the gemore masnisen de loike rabchie. De toni rabchie ein isha elo le yoifi, ein isha elo le bonim, V'toni rabchie ein isha elo letachshite isha. Now, let us explain what rabchie holds. Rabchie holds as follows. If I'm not mistaken, The Gemara in Yevamos mentions Rab Chiya. Yeah, the Marsham brings down Rab Chiya. The Gemara brings a Maise, Rab Chiya have a Metzara lay de Viso. He had a lot of Agmas Nefesh from his wife. And he said, Dayenu shemegadleis boneinu matzilois eisonu minachet. That he says, that's what a wife has to do. Megadl bonim. And the matzel the husband minachet. So memele, in what if shat matzel minachet, so the marsham brings down a gemore in tainis, and afchav gimel amet beis, abe chelkiye, the zamai said, chomim went to abe chelkiye, they wanted him to be mispowel on rain, and they saw a lot of, modne zachen he was doing. So afterwards, they asked him on all his anhogis, so they asked him, my time, kimota ma le moso, navke de visu de ma ki mekasht. As soon as he came to the city, his wife came out and kegging him, and she was all dressed up with tachshitim. Oma lohu kidei shaloi etein einai beisha achere. So this is Abba Chelkiya. We're speaking about from the Gedoyle Hatanoim. So that's what Rab Chiya said. Einisha ela leyoifi. Einisha ela lebonim. Shaloi etein, that's the yoifi. Shaloi etein einai beisha achere. Bein isha elo letachshite isha fakert. You have to beautify her and it should be yoifi, and that's matzela seisona minachet. And bein isha elo lebonim, that's it. And Tosfos says if you're gonna make her a maid also, that's gonna take away from the yoifi. She can't be a yoifi and mechabeses vayifin teichenes and mevashelis. It doesn't work like that. Either she goes to the beauty parlor or she's in the kitchen. One of the two. Some emela. So he holds that your potter that she's potter is chaylik abchiya is chaylik on the mishneh. That's what Tosfos says. Taisa says, Tani Rabchiya ein isha ela leyaifi, leipolik ela ateichenes, va'oife, umeinikes beno, uchiyoitze behem, shemakrisha is yaifio. This is makrisha yaifi. Avol oise betzema leipolik. Dos nish, the maisi yadeh, tachas mezoinis, that's mavua aloven, ksubis, that said, it was maisi yadeh. But all these other things, she's not obligated at all. That's her tafkid. Einisha elo leyoifi, einisha elo letachshitim. V'tone Rab Chiya, haroitze sheya'adein es ishtoi. He wants his wife should have a good complexion. Yabishena kli pishton. He should buy for her linen begodim. Haroitzin sheyalbin es bitoy, he wants his daughter to have a very light complexion. Yachileno afroichim, v'yashkeno cholov samuch lepilko, and this is a very good diet to bring about that she'll have a very light complexion. Zogt Rashi, L'tachshite isha sheyiknu lo tachshitin lehisnois bohen. Sheyaadene zivo lepilko yemei anurim. Let us see Taisvis teichenes al kedaitoch. Hodes namba nezokin eishes chover teichenes im eishes amhoorets. Leiporich teichenes al kedaitoch. What's over there? The Daf Kochapar, the Os Lashminen Eilo Malacha Sheisa Oisa, the Koi Ika Malacha. So here it would seem there's a Chiyav of Teichenes. That the Gemara is. The Gemara answers no, the Chiyav is Matchenes. But over there it says Teichenes, it's not telling us Halachas. So therefore there the Gemara was not Medaik. Umeiniko es Beno. It says in the Mishnah that her child, she's mechuyev to be meinik. So the Gemara asks, Lema masnisin de loike beishama. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Nodro shaloi lohonik es bino. She made a neder, she won't be meinik the ben. Beishami oimrim, she met his dad mipi. No, she made a neder, the neder is chal. And she stops being meinikim. Beis Hillel oimrim koife umenikosoi. No, you force her, and she is meinik. So let's just explain till now. So the Gemara understood the machloikis. Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel is she mishubid lohonik as b'no? If she's mishubid, so memele amur abonon. Lishibuda de Baal, so she can't be, just like she, just we had, she can't be mafkiyah maise yodel. So she can't be mafkiyah din hanoke. Beishamai holds that she's not mishubit. So memele, so she made her nether's finished. So she met his dad mipit. Now, the Baraisa can, so lechere would seem that the Mishnah is not like Beishamai. But let us go further. Nizgarsho. Now we're going according to Beis Hillel.
Ein ei kaifa.
He can't be kaifa anymore. Now this is only a shibud that she has. The shibud is Alt's wife, not Alt's mother. And as some mele, the Nizgarsho ein ei kaifa. Vimhoyo makiro. If he was makir the mother, we'll see, and that means he will not nurse from another woman, and she's giget, is noisin lo schoro v'koifo omenikosoi mipnei hasakone. So now it's a sakone if she will not continue nursing him, so memela we force her to nurse, it would seem out sakone, but now she's not a wife anymore, now he has to pay her. But she can't be mishtamed from nursing out sakone. That's imoy makiro. That means als the shibud venisha lebailo, there's no shibud, she's nizgarsha. But this is also bazun, minea sakone, she has to continue nursing, but now he has to pay her. Al koponim, The Rai is from the beginning of the Baraisa, that Beis Shammai holds that she can make a neder, so it seems she's not mishubid to her husband to be meinik her son. So it's not like our Mishnah. So the Gemara answers no. Afilu teima Beis Shammai. Hocha b'may askinom. Our Mishnah is going according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is moide that a wife is meshubit to be meinik her son. I hear it says, Nodro, Shaloi Lohonik es Beno, that the neder helps. Och b'may eskinik again, she Nodro hi v'kayim lohu. We'll see in Tosfos exactly what the neder was. It's speaking about that she made a neder, and he was mekayim the neder. That means she started off, but he gave the makir bepatish. That means he was mekayim the neder. Kasovre Beis Shammai, who knows in etzba ben shinas? He stuck his finger in her mouth. That means, who told you to be mekayim the neder? So memele, you mekayim the neder. So memele, now you have problems, so you find someone to be meinik. Even though she started it, but you were gomer it. Beis Hillel Sovri, he knows netzba ben shineho. He knows no, etzba ben shinel. Now, before we see further, let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Look to Rashi. Shemetes dad mipiv, loy tenikenu, shechala neda, alma loy mishtabdale. So we see loy mishtabdale. We see she's not mishubit to hazmat. The neda is chal. So we see she's not mishubit. Imhoyo makiro. So Rashi says, she'eino yroitza linik meyacheretz. He won't be yenik from someone else. Hoche b'mayeskina. So the Gemara answers, no, she is Meshubed. Now it's speaking about that she made a net and he was Mekayah. Now let us see Taisvis. Kigoin shenodro hi vekayim lohu. Sha'osro hanoas hanoka al atzmo. Shehi nenis bahanoke kedoma lekamo. Hu aimer shaloi lohonik, vihi aimeres lohonik, shaimim lo mishim tsara dido. Tehehi de sheikha olov umenikose mibneha sakon. Now, Taisvis had a problem, and let's explain what Taisvis' problem was. The Gemara Basher Hashem wanted to say, that Be'emison Be'shamai also holds that she's Meshubit to her husband to be Meinik B'no. So now here is a Bezunder Shaila, but she made a Neder, and he was Mekayim. Who's at fault in this Neder? So Tai said, Amir Dike Kashe. If we'll say that she's, Be'shamai also holds that she's Meshubit, So what's that? She made a neder. She can't make a neder. The neder is not neder. She made a neder that I won't be meinik. What do you mean you won't be meinik? You're meshubit to be meinik. So memele shalasa hadadim that what the lohonik. You can't make a neder. So what's over here? She made a neder. He was mekayim. There's no neder. There's nothing. So therefore, Tosfos is Mechadish now in the teretz of the Gemara. Now that the Gemara, before the Gemara Taka learned, Machlekes Be'shamai V'Silu, is the Neder Chal, is the Neder not Chal, is she Meshubet, is she not Meshubet? That was the first Balach in the Gemara. And our mission is not going according to Be'shamai. Now the Gemara said, no. Be'shamai also holds she is Meshubet. So in the Memele, she can't make a neder to say she can't ask her dadim milonik because it's Meshubit. No, she answered on herself to have hanoas hanoket. And Taisa says, now ashtik teire, a woman enjoys being meinik. So she asked, I can't have hanoas hanoket. Now this has nothing to do with him. This is a personal hanok. Now she can't be meinik. Now there's nothing what to talk about. She can't be meinik. So Tosfos verse brings two rayas that there is such a hanor that she derives from hanoke. So Tosfos brings one raya. The Gemara says later, "Hu aimer shaloi lohonik v'meres lohonik shaimim lo mishum tzar dido." She is tzar if she's not able to be meinik. V'chiyahi, there's another Gemara that says, if a ben ches chadoshim, a neifel, in Shabbos it's mukzeh, b'shoicha olav amenikosim, and a sakon, it means because of her tzar, she has tzar, so she's permitted to be meinik, the ben ches in Shabbos. Yeah. Avol lekel ameime da osra hanos yinikosa olav. Even the mishtabdalei ain't a neder chal. You can't say that the neder is that she asked that he can't derive any hanor because she's meshubit. Now, so she made a different neder. She made a neder that she can't derive hanor from her hanoket. Now, nevahashte pligi de beishamei sovri, dohu nosan etzba ben shineho. That lemaisa. Now we have a problem over here. We have a woman that can't be meinik her son. Now who's the culprit? Is she the culprit? Is he the culprit? So Be'shamai says you're the culprit. Hilkach ain't a kaifa lahonik. Now, what do you mean kaifa lahonik? She can't be kahomainik. She's also to be main. Perish lahaskir meinekes. That's the shaila over here. The shaila is lahaskir meinekes. Ubeisilu sovri hinos netzba benshina v'kaifa lahonik shetaskir loy meinekes. That's shat. Shetaskir loy meinekes. Oiteitze b'loy ksubev. Okay, she's the culprit. You are mechuyev to be manic. Now you made a neder that you can't be manic. Okay, so very good. You just hired now a manicist. This is... Now, I had a shtickle ha'orev. So according to Tosfos, it comes out as follows. Tosfos says she made a neder that makes it impossible for her to be manic. That's Lesman the Pollock. And this neder was chal, according to everyone. The Shaila is because of this neder that she is unable to be meinik, who's mechuyev to provide for the meinekes? So that's the machlokes Beishami. Beisila Beishami says, who knows an etzba benchina? Beisila says, faket. So let's look at the Mishnah. So what happens further? Further, nizgarsha, Einei koif. Fine. Golgot, verstellt. Afilo, that means Afilo was your fault. You're the culprit, but your only obligation to be meinik is Alt's wife, not Alt's mother. And after it's Nizgarsha, you don't have to pay anymore. Till Nizgarsha, that was your responsibility as wife to be meinik. You made that you can't be meinik. Foot the bill. After Nizgarsha, you have no responsibilities. Now let's go a step further. V'imhoya makiro. But what is makiro if the child is attached to her? He won't be meinik for someone else. Noisen lo schoro v'koifa minikoso. So now it's Nizgarsha. So he pays her. She's not mechuyiv anymore, it's wife. V'koifa minikoso mivnei asakon. So lechire is kan shoyil aben. So till now, Tosfos Lomshat Koife, she pays for a minekes. Now the last case of the Baraisa is speaking about that you need her to be the minekes, Makiro. So Watshat Koife Manikoso Lachere Rebbe. There's a Shiloh here. There's Issa Hanoch. I made a koinam. What a Koife Manikoso. So, l'chayre, we have to say, it's a shayla pikuach nefoshes, l'chayre. That's the only way I understand. The sakone means here, a real sakone. The tinnik will not be yoinik only from her if it's a matzav of makira. So, l'maisa, you have to be meinik, als pikuach nefoshes, you have to be meinik. No, but there's a besondere zach. I'm a father, I'm a chuyiv to foot the bills. I'll pay you. You have to be main. L'chayre, that is pshat in Tosfos. And we'll see further in the Gemara, I have a shtickle problem, but l'chayre, that's pshat in Tosfos. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Emerson, Saibe Shammai, Saibe Silu agree that there's a shibud on her to be meinik his son. Now, the shaila is over here, if she made a neder and he was mekayim, now, who is the culprit that who will now have to foot the bill for a meinekes? That's what the Gemara wanted to say. For the Gemara, if that's the machloikis, v'niflegu biksube ba'ome, Why is there machlokes here by meinekes? What does Rashi say? V'nivlegu biksuba balme, nodro milahenis loy. She made another, she can't have a no from him. Why do you speak tafke by me? Such another. Nodro milahenis loy, v'kayim lo, and he was mekayim, v'shame oim v'teitzo v'titiksube, v'siloim v'teitze v'loiksube. Why did they speak tafke such a tzir from those? Voitanya, we learned another braise, Bishami Emim Eina Meiniko, that she doesn't have to be Meinik. Voitanya Gabi Kola Noshim Vafila Beloy Neder, Eina Meiniki Meina Roy, she doesn't have to. Ela Machvalte Mas Nisan Deloike Beishamai, Eina Hanami. The Mishnah is going not according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, Taka, there's no chiyuv hanoka whatsoever. Agav Uche, the one ha'ore, the shita is ma'ore this, the way the Gemara and the Havamin had learned, that it's speaking about, the way Tosva says, Pshat, it's speaking about she made a neder that she can't have hanok from the hanoka. So, what's the machlokes Beis Shammai Sula? Who has to foot the bill for the meinekes? That means, she's zicha not allowed to be meinek, she made a neder. The shail is, who has to foot the bill? Who knows saying that's what Beis Shammai, he knows the fine. So, the lotion of the Barais is very modne. The Barais starts off, Nod rosh lo lohonik es beno, Beis Shammai yomim shemetes dad me piv. That's very modern. Everyone knows she met his dad mipiv, because she's not allowed to be menikim anymore, according to Taisus. The shaila is, who foots the bill? That's what Taisus said pshat. So the loshna of the barais is episode not to gishmak. Let us go further. Im hoyo makiro. Now we had in this barais, im hoyo makiro, if he's makir the mother. So Rashi said, if he's makir the mother, she'ene roitzalinik me'acheres. If he got close to the mother, so then after after the gerushin, she has to be meinikim. At kamo. Now this is a very difficult gemara ledavoini, because I didn't see anyone of psakloras achan this gemara. At kama chadoshim islan lemeimer sheyedeya lakira milinok meisha acheres. That means, how long does it take for a child to be makir the mother, and this akore will stop him from being yainik from another woman, from another minekes? So we have here a three-way machloikis. Omar Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Omar Rav Shloisha Chadoshim. If it was Yainik 3 months from the mother, it's Makira. Shmuel Omar Shloishim Yoin. Rav Yitzhak Omar Rav Yoichanin Chamishim Yoin. Fine. So we have here three shiurim. How many days of Hanukkah have to pass by in order for a baby to be Makir the Ein? And this hakore will make that it won't be yainik from someone else. We have a three-way machlokes. Omar Rav Shimi bar Abaye, halachik Rav Yitzchak Shama b'shem Rav Yochanan. So what is the shiur? 50 days. Fine. Now, the Gemara has a problem. Till now was good. Now all of a sudden the Gemara has a problem. Bishloime Rav Rav Yochanan. Now the Gemara says like this: the machloikis of Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said 50 days. Rav said 3 months. Kol chad v'chad ki chufei. Each one is ki chufei. We're talking about makira, so they're different children with different intellects. Elo l'shmul ki aygavna mi mashkachas lo. Now, the Shita Mekabetzes says as follows. The Shita Mekabetzes says, the machloikis of 50 days and 3 months, I understand. There are some children that chap after 50 days, there are some children that chap after 3 months, is atkan l'shoine. So contrary l'ben, so what's the machloikis? We have our machloikis already. We have to, by each child, we'll give it an IQ test, and we'll see, Klo, what he is. I mean, what's the other machlokes? So it seems these are facts of life. These are some like this and some like this. And the shail is, we can't give an IQ test. They're too young. So lemaise. So the shails, we have to give a standard. We have to give a standard shiur. I mean, we know there are others which are makir after 50 days. The others that are makir after 3 months. And we have no way of knowing this child to see a 50-day makir or a 3-month makir. So the machloikis, we have to know what to do. So the shaila is, This is the Shaila. So, but Shmuel that said 30 days, so the Shita says like this, between 30 days and 3 months, is Zichah not, that means like this, that could be, there's Chulfei, there's, it could be 50 days and 3 months of that Pesach Pshat, but 30 days and 3 months, that Zichah has no Pshat. So what is Pshat and Shmuel? That's how the Shita says Pshat. Now, I have a problem over here. Im Kena Manachnu, we asked before, we wanted to say that this Sakone is a real Sakone. That's what seemed from Tosfos. That even though she's also beneder to be meinik, if it's makira, kaifen oisel honik as beno. So if it's a real Sakone, so I don't understand. And if everyone is moide, there are some children that are make after 50 days. There are some children that are make after 3 months. So Afilu will say the child's what the roiv is, but l'chayil is a din and hilchim b'pekuach nefesh ha'chayiv. I don't understand what the machlekes is. I mean, if these are facts of life, so how can one say till 3 months you're not kaifer? So that, l'davoini, I don't understand. Agav uche, in the back of the Gemara, they bring down a Yerushalmi. It's Kedai to mention the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Shmuel, that not 30 days, 3 days. And then the Gemara brings, the Yerushalmi brings down a Meira de Kezayich, Shmuel letamei. Shmuel said, he remembered who his Yodis, who the Chaya was, who the doctor was. And Rabbi Yochanan remembered who the Moyel was. And I said, there's 3 Amiroim over there. They're good to keep, they had. And the Nagutin Zikorin, and the Yerushalmi says, one remembered who the Moyel, one remembered who the Chaya was, and another, the third one remembered Nebuchadnezzar, the mother was Nifta right away, so he remembered who was with her. He can recognize them. So when Shmuel said a small number, I mean, Shmuel was a little prejudiced. He knew it from himself. Well, I couldn't say. I mean, he remembered already from his younger years. But Al Kaponim, here the Gemara says, somehow, or the Bavli, the Gemara says, Shmuel is a very modern to give such a low shear, that after 30 days, that it's makira ready. So we have a problem. Fine. Ki aigavna ki mimashkachas lo. 30 days you'll find a child that we makira. We don't see such things. So what does the Gemara answer? Ki oso rami ba yecheskel. Omar, so Rami Yecheskel is a tzitzino la nikloil de kail Yehude ochi mishmei de Shmuel. He says, Yehude said this memra of Shmuel 30 days. Shmuel never said this. Hochi yama Shmuel. Kol zman shemakira. Now, what's the good geworden? I haven't the faintest idea. Let us see Rashi. At kama chadosh islan lameimah sheyedei lakira melinik misha cheres. Kol chad lefum chufa. Yesh tinik chorv makir b'chmishim yem. Yesh eini makir at shloisha chadosh. Kol, so now the Gemara says, what's that Shmuel? Kol zman shemakira en shila dova. Ela bebdika dova toli. Imonu roim shemakira koifa menikosoi. Bishar, afilo girsha. So I don't know exactly what the Gemara answered. The Gemara answered, I mean, the Gemara had asked Akasha that the numbers are very far-fetched, that after 30 days is Makira. So what is the Gemara? So if the Gemara would answer that Shmuel, that's a guy, Shmuel never said that, but Shmuel means, but between 50 and 3 months, 50 days and 3 months, but you don't, there's no general klal, you have to be boidik and shield abdikadovatoli. But the Lashon of Rashi, I don't know if that's mashur, ein shir ledovo, ela bevdika dovo toli. So, I mean, Rashi seems there's no shir there. I don't know. I don't understand klob shat and the Gemara's teretz also. Let us go a little further. And Shulchanoch, it's brought down, there's no shir. You have to figure it out. So, I don't understand klob how the teretz ran for the kashim. Ahida osi lekami de Shmuel. There was a maisa, a woman came to Shmuel, and she was geget, and she didn't want to be meinik anymore, this child. Omaleila rav dimi ba Yosef zil botka. Let's be boidik, let's see if the child is makir. Ozol oisva bedori denoshi. So he went and he sat her, there was a row of women sitting, and then he sat her between these women. Vishoklay lebro, and then he went and took the child. Vimikamahada lay alayu, and he started handing this child to each woman to see what the child is going to do. Kimoto lekabo, when the child came to her, avikomasi laapos, he went and stared her in the face. Oh! This face is familiar. This woman I know. Kavashtino la'eno. So she went and covered her eyes. That don't be so smart, Yingle. Listen, I don't want to nurse you anymore. So kavashto la'eno mine omalo notav einayich. He told them you can lift up your eyes. Kum dori brich, go and carry your son. That means it's, he recognizes you. That's called Makira, Machnishkein Dreidlich. Finished. So it's Makira. Then you have to continue nursing him. You can't be Mishtamet. Sume Mino Yoda. How does a Sume know if the baby is a Sume? How is a Sume Makir the mother? Amaravashi bereicho ubetaimo. That's what the Shita says, reich hapeh, the time of the cholov. It's, that's how the child is makir. Now let us see Rashi. Ahi da asoi grusha vlehoisa roitza lohonik zil botko im makiro. Oiso bedore de noshi, yeshiva beshuva shal noshim. Mas ve mabit, ne teufe naich, skeufe naich. Mei de shofel vozel bar abzo ve noye me teufe de bo bekama. Dori brich, si bo naich. Now there's a interesting Tosis Rid over here, who is chaylik on Rashi. The Tosis Rid says, now we had a gemore that there's an inyan of makira. Machloik is kama makira. So it's around 8 lines from the top, the Tosis reads, Perish ha-moire, she'ene roitza linek me'isha acheres. That the inyan of Makira is that he doesn't want a nurse from someone else. Ve'ene nireli, the imkein, my boy vat kamo upligi amiroi b'shiyuro. That means, lach she'nire, she'ene chovitz me'isha acheres. As noch, he plays, what's The Iker is he doesn't want to nurse from someone else. So why having a pupil? Let's see if he nurses or doesn't nurse. Ba'oida he dois ve bedor de noshi kenevin lekamo matzor bebdikezu nivdoik venire im yainik miisha cheres mishem hachi niri li leforish afo pishu hu yainik miisha acheres. Im hu makir es imoi koifen oisoi. Oisoi, shekivin shuhu makiro im tenichenu tikshiloi preduso viyistaken. That means that alone, not the shaila is not about the nursing. The shaila is that he feels he was separated from his mother and he'll become melancholy and he'll become ba'atzvus, the baby. He's nursing, but it affects him. The yistakin, mishem hochi boy vat kamo shekamas man yochalatinik lahakir asimoy sheyistakin bepridoso.
וגם בבדיקה שמחזיר נענר קולונושם לירשם יקר סימוי, ואילו כפיסר נאמר, כאילו שלו יוינית מי שחרס, מה צורך לא אלוהימה? אבל כמאס ולאפי, looked at her, was he nursing for someone else? לבד היוינית קוימה, ולוחים עם נשא ימקר הסימוי, כפי איסא, כפו איסא, פלושן, מייחיח תקומב עם הוי מכירם לקומב מעיני יוינק, אלו ממנו.
So that's how the Tosfos Rid learns pshat, which is a very understandable pshat. Maybe according to Rashi, could be according to Rashi, that means you couldn't be mevarer this right away. That means you'll give it now to another meinekes will be yoinik, but it could be birvois hayomim, it'll stop being yoinik could be. You can't know what's going to happen in a few days. Finish, you tell a guten tag, we can't keep track with the baby. We know if it's makira, it won't be yoinik eventually. So it could be, that is the shailam.
Zogte gemore weiter. Tono rabbonon. Yoinik tinoik vahilach. Till when can a child be yoinik? Ad esrim vabo chodesh. For 24 months. 24 months it can nurse. Mikan ve'ilach. After 24 months ki yoinik sheketz. Then it should not nurse anymore. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua oimer afilo arba v'chomei shonim it can nurse 4 to 5 years. Pirish la'acha esrim va'abor chodesh. What happens if it stops? This is Rabbi Yeshua. If it's nursing kiseida, no problem. What happens if it was pirish v'chozar and now wants to go back to nursing ki yoinik sheketz? Oh, mama. So now we're going to start. So we have here a machlokes tanoim Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the halacha of till when a baby is permitted to nurse. Omama, mikan ve'eilach ki yoinik sheketz. It's like yoinik sheketz. That means it's also, it's cholav also. V'ramini, yochel, we learned habaraisa, yecholav mahalche shtayim tomei. We have a klal that cholav from a behema tahira is mutter. Cholov from the behemoth tmeya is also. Now what about cholov from a human being? Yochel ye cholov mahalche shtayim tome. I would think that it's also the kecholov. Vedinu, uma behemoth sheikalto bimagoe. A behemoth doesn't have any tume. If a behemoth touches something, it doesn't become tome. A behemoth meya, hechmarto bechelbo, but the cholov of a behemoth meya is also tziyitziminatome. It's also odom shechmarto b'magoye. That means by an isha there's a tumas nida that she is metame b'chayim. She's metame, so she has in herself more tumah than a behemoth has. So her cholov should zicha biyosa. Talmud loimer, so misvore cholov from a mahal cheshtayim should biyosa. Talmud loimer es hagomo kimale geira hu. So there's a miut. Hu tomei vein cholov mahal cheshtayim tomei alatoil. So it's toil. Yochel oitzi es fine. So memele, so now I know that cholov of a odom is toil. Yochel oitzi es ha cholov she'enoi shove bakol. Now the isa cholov is the Torah was also mata cholov in the behemoth tahira. And the Torah asked cholov in the behemoth tmeya. So I would think that the Torah was only matter cholov of an isha, because it's cholov is an isha sheni shava bakel. Bulayotzi es hadam. What about the blood of a human being? Is there an isha dam on the blood of a human being? Now, by a blood of all, the blood of all behemoths is also. Now, the shaila is, what's the din, the blood of a human being? This is an issa that's over by also, dam is also by all animals. So I would think it's also by human also. Who? We'll see this meter, a different meter. Who tome bein dam mahalche shtayim tome elatoil? Va omarav sheishes, afilu mitzvahs prishe einboy. That cholov is mutter, and even if it was pirish, afilu even if it was pirish, the chazal did nasa. So Rashi says, "Emet v'raisa shori v'aboni nami le'gosa ben aminah cholov mahalchei shtayim toil." There's no mitzvahs prishay that the rabbanu did not say either. It's mutter cholov is mutter. Now, so what is pshat in Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer said that after 24 chadoshim it's also. So the Gemara loikasha hod the porish. Hodeloi porish, v'chilufo bedam. Kedesanye dam shal gabi kiker, goyroi v'oichloi, shebena shinaim, moitzitzoi v'enei choishish. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, ki yoynik shekets, kilu yoynik dovo mishukets, cholov mahalche shtayim, Cholov shel isha hamaleches b'shtei raglaim, tomei osa. Shikalto b'mago she'eino metamo mechayim. Hechmarto b'chelbo k'damrine b'bchoyres. This is a kula by metmeya, it's not metamo b'mago mechayim. Afalpi kein de cholov by metmeya, it's also k'damrine b'bchoyres, gomol shnei pomim chad le'esel chelboim. Odom shechmarta b'magoy nide, shem itzos avad givis, that the cholov should be yosa. So the Gemara says is a drasha who, that cholov nabay metmei is also, and from b'halchish time is to, shein yeshava b'kir, shei b'tayra toyo. So Gemara says, maybe that's tafka by cholov. How do you know dam? So the Gemara says, "Hu tome michat kro nafkele." We learn out from the same posik that who the dam and cholov is also mashen ke b'mahalchishtayim both hamut. Elish nachine ze tome. So there's two miyutim. There's a ze and there's a hu. The chsiv bereishin the kro ache ze lo yisoichlu ze miyuti.
So it's mutter. So what is pshat in Rabbi Lezer?
So the Gemara answers, hod the porish, hod the ktoni mutter, that it's mutter, kshepirish midadei ha'isha lekli. So that's mutter. That means, so if you're not yoinik from the isha, then that's mutter. It's mutter legamri. That means if you took the cholov of the isha and you put it into a baby bottle, so that's mutter. Afilu after 24 months. And that's what it says. That's what this paraisa is speaking about. And that's what they said. That it's also that speaking about the law of a yonik medak yonik shekets midarabon v'chilufa bedam. Now, so this chilik that we said that by cholov there is a difference if it continues to be yonik or drinks the mother's milk from a bottle is v'chilufa bedam. The mid the porish also midarabon the mechlev bedam behemet.
Now,
Let's just finish the sugya, Kapon de Gemara. Amama, Rabbi Shua Ima, Fil Arba Vachomei Shon. Basanya, Rabbi Shua Ima, Afilu Chavi Losei Al Kseifov. I don't know, Claude, what this is. How old, that one can be Yonik Afilu Chavi Losei Al Kseifov. So the Gemara says, Idi Vidi Chad Shiurehu. That Chabilosi al Kseifov, exactly what this is, I don't know. That's either four or five. Omar Rav Yosef, Aloche ke Rabbi Yeshua.